Through the Longleaf Initiative, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service and their partners are working with forest landowners across the Southeast to restore longleaf pine forest. NRCS Regional Conservationist for the Southeast, James Tillman, says they are hoping more landowners will get involved.
We've been working with our conservation partners and about 32 other groups in terms of really pushing longleaf pine, seeing the benefits of wildlife, seeing the benefits of so many producers who want to protect that land, not only for them, but they think about their sons and daughters and family members, their commitments to moms and dads, and they want to protect that land. So we're working with them to modify some of the processes to make them a little bit more simpler and provide them more clarity in that particular process. And we think it's going well. We're putting more dollars out there. Go to your local office, talk to your local staff there, and remember, we work for the farmers and ranchers out there.
Now, approved participants will receive financial assistance for implementing conservation practices that include site preparation, planting longleaf pine, installing fire breaks, conducting prescribed burning, and controlling invasive plants. Tillman has had a chance to visit some of the farms which have taken advantage of the Longleaf Initiative, and he's pleased with what he's seen.
I'm pleased what we see, and that's because the feedback I'm getting from some of the farmers and ranchers. They're saying that the programs are working for them. Now, there are a few things we still need to work on. We still need to work on in terms of the sign-ups to be sure that at the appropriate time that works for the producers, a little more flexibility. But overall, things are definitely exciting. It's working.
To learn more about the Longleaf Initiative, simply contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.